And if you're walking along and you slip, but you catch yourself, you say, this is a dangerous place. I
like to fall down and slip down.
And if you're pointing to something, trying to show somebody a particular thing that's nearby and within sight, you say, it's
right out there.
What do you call the part of your head over your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired?
Fired.
Is there a word that you might use to describe a person who has plenty of money, but he just holds on to it and never seems willing to spend any of it?
He's stingy.
All right, he's stingy. Would you ever use the expression tightwad, or is there another word that you might used to call him?
Well,
he's stingy. Is there?
He's stingy and just too tight to turn loose any money.
If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you might say he's still quite
young yet.
He's young yet.
He's quite young.
And if it's a young person you're talking about, one that's always moving around and on the go, you say he's very
active.
If someone is quite quick and active in all her motions, if you're talking about a woman, you say, oh, she's still quite
young yet. Quite young.
If your children, when your children were still dating and so forth, and they're out later than you like for them to stay out, maybe you say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
You might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared.
If you have had one of your children when she was younger, if she's going through this thing, same thing, you might say she's not afraid now, but she
used to be.
If someone leaves a lot of money on the table and the door is unlocked, you might say he's mighty
careless.
Getting a little drowsy, maybe watching television or listening to one of your tapes, you'd say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
drowsy now. Sleepy. Sleepy.
And say, at 6 o'clock, the next morning, I'll
get up.
Or if someone says, he's still sleeping, better go
wake him up.
If you invite somebody to come and see you this evening and you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if he doesn't show up, you say, now if you don't come, I'll
be disappointed.
If you both are looking to be glad to see me, you say, if both you and your wife are glad to see somebody, you'll say,
I was proud to see him come.
If you or scolding one of your grandchildren, you might say, now if you do that again, I'll
whip you.
And if you do that again, I'm going to have to
spank you.
When you were a young man, was there a word or maybe more than one word that you used to describe the noisy band playing party like activity that young people did from one house to another, or maybe at one house after a wedding?